Once again, we tell you something that happened in history, then give you a fitting drink to serve along with it.
It's our patented history lesson with booze.
First, the history part. This coming week, back in 1859, a Frenchman introduced the world to a new performing art.
And that wasn't even his most famous invention. Michel Philippi tells the story.
Jules Léotard was born to fly. You wouldn't have guessed it when he was a teen. Back then, he studied law and was on his way to a career as some kind of barrister. But his father taught gymnastics, which may explain why, in his spare time, Jules started practicing acrobatics, specifically spectacular stunts on the trapeze. Instead of using a net, he swung around over his dad's swimming pool. Apparently, Jules found this a lot more exciting than the courtroom, because eventually he gave up on law and landed a gig as an aerialist in Paris's Franconi Circus. On November 12, 1859, he made his debut with a trapeze act unlike any audiences had ever seen. Instead of doing tricks on a single trapeze bar swinging back and forth, or on one that stayed in place, Jules grabbed one trapeze and leapt from a high platform like a diving board. Then he swung from that bar to another, executing somersaults in between. He called it the flying trapeze. He was an overnight sensation. And it wasn't just the act that grabbed folks' attention. It was also his outfit, a knitted one-piece deal he designed to allow greater freedom of movement and also to show off his impressive bod. He called it a maillot, a generic word for a tight-fitting shirt. But years later, it came to be named after its inventor, the leotard. Alas, Jules didn't survive to see his invention become essential workout gear. He died of an unknown disease at age 28. The good news? He did live to hear the song he inspired.
That was the history lesson. Now it's time for the booze. I'm on the line with Emeric Aguilar, and he's the bartender at Playtime Cocktails, a trendy night spot at the Artu Hotel in Paris. Emeric, how is Paris at the moment? It's autumn. I'm guessing it's beautiful, no?
Yeah, it's very lovely, but the thing is that it's a bit rainy at the moment, so, you know, we try to live with it, you know?
Well, I'm calling you from New York, so it's a lot rainy here. So
I guess so. I guess it's big trouble for you at the moment.
That's right. It's been a tough week. But I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about this fascinating history. You heard the history. What drink did it inspire you to make?
So the drink I'm going to make is called the Flying Jules.
The Flying Jules. Okay.
Yes. You need to use the shaker and the cocktail glass to make this cocktail.
Okay.
The ingredient is going to be 4 centiliters of vodka.
Of vodka, okay.
Yeah, it's going to be then 2 centiliters of Saint-Germain liqueur.
And so the Saint-Germain liqueur is made from elderflower. Is that a common flower in France?
So it's a mountain flower, so it's not very common. But I've used the Saint-Germain liqueur because Saint-Germain, it's very famous, trendy area in Paris.
Okay.
The fact is that Gilles Léotard, his first trapeze show in public in Paris, and it's very close to Saint-Germain area. So I think it was a nice connection.
I see. So one of his early performances was near the Saint-Germain area, which is a kind of a trendy area. So what else is in the drink?
Then I use 1.5 centiliters of lime juice.
Okay.
Then 3 centiliters of apple juice. And to finish, it's going to be 1 centiliters of sugar syrup.
Wow, this sounds really sweet and it's filled with interesting flavors. Can you tell me the name of the cocktail again?
Flying Jules.
It's the Flying Jules. And
yeah.
Do you know the cocktail, the julep?
Yeah, definitely. Yes, I know. You have the mint and the crushed ice and the bourbon.
That's right. So maybe in the summer you could create a flying julep, which would be fun.
Yeah, definitely, yes.
So, Rico, interesting history.
That's true.
But I was kind of hoping that we'd hear about Léotard's rivalry with his American counterpart, Arthur Spandex.
Of course. The man who sheathed America, Arthur.
And many heavy metal bands. Yes, that one.
That's true.
Got to start not by doing anything athletic, but by ruining the 80s.
Yeah, visually anyway.